William Morrow and Harper Audio present Dream Girl, a novel by Laura Lippman, performed by Jason Culp. Jerry dreams. In a rented hospital bed, high above the city, higher than he ever thought possible, in stodgy, low-slung Baltimore, Jerry is asleep more often than he's awake. He floats, he rouses, he drifts, he dreams. He tosses, but he cannot turn. He is winkin', blinkin', and nod, casting his net over the glittering lights of downtown, deceptively beautiful at night, a city where someone might choose to live, no longer a city where one gets stuck, not at night, not in his dreams. There is no clear demarcation between Jerry's dreams and his fantasies, his not quite asleep and his not really awake. His brain chugs, stuck in a single gear, focused on one thought or one image. Tonight, he feels he is revolving ever so slowly, like the old restaurant on top of the Holiday Inn. Then he finds himself hanging from the minute hand of the clock in the neighboring Bromo Seltzer Tower, a Charm City Herald Lloyd, slipping, slipping, slipping. Someone is waiting on the sidewalk below, arms outstretched. It's a woman, but he can't see her face. He lets go and he wakes up. Or does he? Was he really asleep? Is he ever really awake these days? He spends all his time in this bed, his legs suspended, a nurse attending to his needs, although not very cheerfully. He supposes he should not expect anything more than competence from someone who makes a living wiping adult bottoms and emptying bedpans. Is it the medication? It must be the medication. His sleep has never been like this before. Maybe he shouldn't take the medication. Does he need the medication? Is he at risk of getting hooked on the medication? Museums are stripping the names of opioid heirs from their buildings. Yet here is Jerry, late to every trend, as usual, just like his hometown. From downstairs, he can hear the faint hum of the night nurse's television show. It weaves itself into his thoughts, a soothing murmur. Tonight's program seems to be a talk show. It sounds like Johnny Carson. It cannot be Johnny Carson, except there is some weird channel, something called MeTV, a jumble of older programs from Jerry's youth. Is the nurse watching MeTV? Is her TV, her TV, different from his TV? If it were really MeTV, wouldn't it be tailored to one's specific preferences? Johnny Carson, Mannix, Columbo, Banachek. That would be Jerry's MeTV, which was really his mother's TV. Mom TV. And then the Star Spangled Banner would play when the local stations ended their broadcasting day. Nothing ever ends anymore. Jerry misses endings. He will ask the nurse tomorrow about his pain meds, what exactly he's taking, what he's risking. After the surgery, there had been no time to brief him before, given the nature of his injury. He had been given a pamphlet titled, Your Role in Pain Control. The unwitting couplet is stuck in his head. Your role in pain control. Your role in pain control. Your role in pain control. It's more Rod McEwen than William Carlos Williams, but it has a sort of bare-bones charm. The words, said over and over, become ridiculous, as all words eventually do. What is Jerry's role in pain control? Isn't the human condition a cradle-to-grave attempt to gauge one's role in pain control? To whom has Jerry...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?